Chapter 3. Driving Impaired or Under the Influence. Alcohol mixed with driving is one of the greatest factors in highway crashes. Studies show that in recent years about 28% of the fatal crashes in West Virginia involved drivers who had been driving under the influence of alcohol. Adults are not the only drivers responsible for this terrible toll. Drivers under 21 years of age are involved in alcohol-related fatal crashes as well. Here are some points to remember. Alcohol reduces alertness, interferes with judgment, and impairs vision. Alcohol affects a person differently at different times. Physical and emotional conditions, other drugs, or even the amount of food in the stomach can cause alcohol to have a varied effect. Physical exercise, black coffee, fresh air, cold showers, and other home remedies do not effectively help someone sober up. Time is the only sobering influence. The amount of alcohol in a 1-ounce shot of 100-proof whiskey, 6-ounce glass of wine, or a 12-ounce can of beer is the same. Our judgment is affected when we drink. Thus, decisions made under the influence of alcohol reflect impeded judgment. Underage drinking and driving. The legal drinking age in West Virginia is 21 years old. West Virginia has a zero-tolerance law for drivers under the age of 21 who unwisely and illegally choose to drive with any measurable alcohol in their system. This means that if you are under the age of 21 and any amount of alcohol is found in your system, you will lose your driver's license. Designated driver. Having a designated driver is the most reasonable, safe, and practical method to avoid drinking and driving and/or a DUI violation. The designated driver is a selected or volunteer companion who will not drink alcohol during the time they have the responsibility for driving their friend home after a drinking situation. A designated driver should always be appointed before the start of any activity involving alcohol. Knowing your limits. In West Virginia, a BAC of more than 0.05% and less than 0.08% is relevant evidence to presume that a person is driving while his or her ability to drive is impaired. If a driver's BAC is 0.08% or more, they are presumed to be driving under the influence. Under West Virginia law, your driver's license can be revoked if your BAC is less than 0.08%. When a person has more than one drink per hour, the BAC level builds up in his or her body. For example, the BAC level actually continues to increase after the last drink at 11:30 p.m. and several hours later, at 4 a.m., the BAC of that person is still above 0.06%. Persons with this level of alcohol in their bodies can be arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol, DUI. Other drugs. Driving while using drugs is very dangerous and has effects like those of drinking. Using drugs, even if prescribed by a physician or bought over the counter, can cause drowsiness, loss of coordination, hallucinations, or total body malfunctions. The use of alcohol and drugs can be a deadly combination. Implied consent in the chemical test. If you are arrested for DUI, you are subject to the implied consent law. As a driver, you are deemed to have given consent to take the designated breathalyzer for the purpose of determining alcohol content in your body. If you refuse to take the breathalyzer, your privilege to operate a motor vehicle will be revoked for a period of 1 year and up to life. Many people mistakenly assume that the implied consent law means they will be fined or go to jail if they are stopped and have alcohol on their breath. On the contrary, the law is designed to protect the driver who has not been drinking, since the blood alcohol test will provide a medically accepted measure of alcohol concentration. The implied consent law safeguards the public from a driver who is intoxicated by arresting those who refuse to be tested for alcohol content. Without this law, some drivers might escape punishment and continue to pose a hazard to the community. Offenses and consequences. Penalties for driving under the influence. Because the public menace posed by intoxicated drivers is so great, the penalties for violators are severe. If you are under the age of 18, a DUI offense will result in revocation of your driver's license until you reach the age of 18 or for the applicable statutory period of revocation or suspension, whichever is longer, and until all other requirements are met. Anytime your driver's license is revoked or suspended for a DUI, you must complete a prescribed safety and treatment program before you will be eligible to reinstate your driving privileges. The chart below shows the penalties and minimum revocation period for each DUI offense. How does a DUI affect your driving privileges? When a driver has a DUI or DUI-related event, the law requires that a revocation be placed on that person's driving record. If the event involved alcohol, the driver may be able to participate in the Interlock program. This program allows a person to drive legally as long as they are operating a vehicle equipped with an Interlock device. This device attaches to the ignition system of a vehicle and will prevent an intoxicated person from starting the car. This provides a measure of protection for all drivers. Participation in the Interlock program may be an option for some DUI offenders. For others, it is a mandatory requirement depending on the type of offense. If the driver has been revoked for two or more DUIs or related offenses within a 10-year period, participation is mandatory. If a driver submits an application and is approved for the Interlock program before the scheduled revocation begins, the individual will not have to serve a minimum revocation period. Instead, they can get the device installed immediately and continue to drive. However, if the driver fails to apply in time, that person may have to serve a minimum revocation period and complete the Interlock program. Drowsy driving is impaired driving. Drowsy driving is common on U.S. roads and represents a highly pervasive threat to public health and transportation safety. After being awake for 18 hours, time varies. Driving skills are comparable to someone under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Driving drowsy can decrease your reaction time and increase your crash risk. You often cannot react in time to apply brakes or steer away from a potential crash. Crashes related to drowsy driving can be very serious, leading to death or severe injuries. If you drive while drowsy, you may become slower to respond to road and traffic conditions. You may also struggle to process complex information coming from different places at once or become careless when making driving decisions. When drowsy, you may have trouble paying attention or actually fall asleep while driving. Signs that you are drowsy while driving. Falling asleep at stop lights. Yawning. Rubbing eyes. Watery eyes. Heavy eyelids. Difficulty remembering the last few miles driven. Missing road signs or exits. Unplanned lane changes. Head nodding or dropping. Driving off the road or hitting the rumble strips. Signs that another driver may be drowsy. Head nodding or dropping, if driver is visible. Drifting out of the travel lane, crossing edge lines or center lines, hitting the rumble strips. Near-miss crashes, especially rear end. Erratic driving behavior, speeding up, slowing down, weaving or drifting in lane. Rear-ending another vehicle or hitting another vehicle head-on. Hitting a stationary object. How to prevent drowsy driving. The best way to reduce drowsiness is to get more sleep. If you are drowsy, don't drive. Pull over to a safe area as soon as you can and take a short nap. As little as 10 to 20 minutes of sleep can make a big difference. If possible, avoid driving during times you feel sleepy. For many people, this is in the early morning, during the late afternoon or at night. Let a well-rested person drive. Consider carpooling, using public transportation, calling a taxi or asking a family member or friend to drive you.